Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Bach gave you a Rolex.
Yeah, I mean, and the Tango.
How great is that?
It is the greatest. I still have it, though. I would never get
you
rid
bet.
Of it.
You bet.
6:21 a.m.
Greg, the best way to end your program after 28 years, play a Bruce Springsteen song, and just like The Sopranos, cut it halfway through and fade to black, my friend.
Yeah. That would be great.
End of message.
That's incredible. I am ending the show with a Bruce song, and it took me a long time to figure out which one it is, but the lyrics of this are they're about a friendship that maybe goes away for a little while and then comes back. Hmm. And so I think that's perfect for...
Oh, it's about us?
No, you're more like herpes.
Yeah, you stay with everybody like herpes fest.
Yeah, you
just
never
when
you
go think
away.
It's gone.
Yeah, you never go away, but we never talk about you.
Pop up every now and then.
7:06 a.m.
Short and sweet. You guys all rock. You will be missed. And good luck on all your new endeavors. See ya.
End of message.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. That's Hill Mail. Maybe for the final time. I haven't decided whether Hill Mail is going to go to the new show or not. Mm. There's a lot of inside jokes in Hill Mail, and the new people who are listening may not understand all the inside jokes. But the good thing is that those who are coming with us will be able to explain the show to the new people. Mm. You know what I mean?
That's I'm sure a tough they'll be one, very though, to explain this show.
I was just thinking that. It is very difficult. It's very difficult to explain this show. Right. Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, it's the last day here at WAAF for this show and this incarnation of this show. And Spaz is here. Kevin was here earlier. Kevin had to take off. Ernie Bach is here. Several former producers of the show, Jack Gill and Big Red, those guys are here. There's lots of people here this morning. And when we come back, we will relive a live performance that happened sometime over the last 28 years on this show. I can't believe it. There's only 50 minutes left. I could do another 2 hours of this.
No, you can't.
Wait, no, you couldn't.
Is it a Friday?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't do it. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of town. I can't do another 50. I could, though. I really could. It's tough. I embrace, I've said this before, I embrace change and I embrace challenges.
Yes.
And when this whole thing came up, a long time ago, I had to think long and hard about being on the same station for almost 29 years and about those of you who have been like family and have supported the show through good and through bad. Yeah. I didn't realize how hard it would be on the last day to say goodbye to this radio station because I grew up here. I started here when I was 18 years old and I literally grew up here. I believe that real, and this time I'm confident, real Max Lane is on the phone.
Nice.
Real Max Lane, former New England Patriot Max Lane, who filled in for LB from time to time on sports.
Max is Maxie. Awesome.
Hey, what's up?
What's good, Max? What's up, Max? What's up, Max?
Greg, I just wanted to call in and just say that, you know, I know you're the lead dog on this show, but, you know, it's a team.
Yes.
That makes the show. And,
yes.
And I love all you guys together. And I've loved being a part of it in the past.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to miss everybody that's there. LB.
Love you, buddy.
You know, Greg, you've got kind of like, you're kind of like the Parcells of radio.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean I'm leaving before, like, am I announcing that I'm leaving before the Super Bowl in New Orleans? What do you mean?
Well, maybe, I don't know. No, more like, you know, like the tree, you know, you've got all these people that have been in there and gone on to do other things.
Yes.
And that's kind of the way I thought about that before I called in.
Yes.
You know, just to kind of let you know how I feel about, you know, what you've done there the past 29 years.
It's like the coaching tree. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I couldn't be prouder. We were talking yesterday or the day before with Kerry, and, you know, Kerry started off as an intern on our show.
Right,
and,
right.
And she's been on the radio for forever. I mean, it's, Max, it's been, you were, for us, not only when you were playing for the Patriots, when this show first started, but afterwards, you've been somebody that we could count on to come in here and fill in for LB and come to our events. And you're another person that through my job, I was able to become friends with. And I thank you for everything. You're an extraordinary guy and a great dad and just all around great guy. So. It's awesome that you. It's awesome. Hey, Max.
I love you, man.
Did your son decide what he's doing for football?
He's kind of in that process right now.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
All right. Yeah. Good. All right. Yo, shoo
has a question.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Did you do the box of wine bit?
No, but if we could find the Max Lane, Spaz, you remember the Max Lane box
hilarious.
Of wine bit?
Yes.
We should try to, I will try to find, somebody try to find that before we get out of here.
Thought that was an LB reference for a second.
That is, yeah. Shu, you had a question for Max?
I just want to say thanks to Max for sharing one of the greatest locker room tricks of all time, the chicken breast.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And I'll just leave it
locker
at that.
Locker room, man, you can do that anywhere.
Well, not really.
You don't have to be in the locker room, kid. No. You can be on the beach.
No, just keep it in the locker room.
All right, Max. Well,
all right.
Hey, listen, thank you. There's former New England Patriot Max Lane. I got to give away a pair of tickets because the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 rolls on. And this hour, we have tickets to go see Slayer at the Mass Mutual Center on November 8th.
Great show.
And we're giving away a pair of tickets for a different show every hour today, all the way up until 7. So lots of chances to win every single hour. Tickets for the biggest shows of the summer. And those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. The WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. I wonder how many, in 28 years, I wonder how many pairs of concert tickets have been given out by this show.
We've been
able to give away some great prizes. I think my favorite prize we ever gave away was the Ultimate Man Town. I don't know if you remember that or not, but
yeah.
We gave away the full build-out of a basement and a big screen TV and furniture.
Yeah.
And
is there kegerator?
Kegerator.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
And all that stuff, so... that was probably one of my favorite contests. I believe at one point we also did, I think this was when John Glenn went back into space at an older age. We did our oldest listener contest. Shu was very interested in this for some reason.
Oh, come on.
I can't wait for that to stop.
And I think one of the participants, Franny the Granny, is actually on the phone this morning.
Oh,
hey, Franny.
Boy.
Yes?
How are you, Franny?
I'm right here.
What's happening,
hi, Franny?
This is Franny the Granny from it's at least 25 years.
Yes, yes. Of course
at least because I was babysitting every morning when I was on there.
Yeah, I remember. How old are you now, Franny?
I just turned 75 April 3rd.
I tell you
my nephew Joey, he's a faithful listener. He loves. I love you and your voice, but I can't get you clearly on my radio. Oh, it's terrible. It's all staticky all the time on all the radios.
Well, you might be able
to. In the house, but in the car, I get everything.
Where do you? Are you still driving? I don't know if that's a good idea, Franny.
Of course, I'm still driving.
Yeah. Franny, where do you live?
I'm in Watertown. Franny, okay. I'm Franny the granny from Watertown.
Yes. Franny,
matter of fact, my last name is Finn, and I always used to say, isn't that a fishy story?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, Franny.
That's great.
You know, you may
have... And I was just down the Cape, and I met these girls from Worcester who love your show, but I don't want to tell you that, you know, they love your show, and they love you and everything, and they says they get aggravated with the person that's with you every morning.
Which one?
Always... bothering you. I don't know. They had me laughing anyway. We were talking
about
it. Might be
spaz. Maybe they're thinking of spaz. He bothers me. He's only been here for an hour and a half. You know, you can listen. Make sure you make a preset for the new station, which is 93.7. All right, Franny?
93.7?
93.7.
I hope that comes in good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
It comes in great.
Why are you leaving? I can't believe it. You're just so EAF.
Well, you have to change. You know that. You've been around.
I know, change.
You've been around for 75 years. You know how it is. I mean,
I know.
If you do the same thing forever and you don't find a challenge for yourself, you don't grow. So.
Yeah, it's so boring. I know.
Well, think about it. Like, remember when you used to have to crank start the car and now you just put the key in the ignition?
Right.
All right. Well, Franny, I thank you for... So you started listening...
I want to wish you loads of luck.
Oh, thank you. And so you started listening when you were 50, and now you're 75. That's an amazing thing. So,
you know, I used to listen before... Whenever AAF started, I listened.
That's when
it's
you
only
started.
Been on for 25 years?
No. It's been on for coming up on 50.
All right. Well, I've been listening to AAF for years. AAF is... You know, I only like that kind of music still.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You, Franny. This radio station is about to celebrate its 50th anniversary, and this show, this morning show, has been on it for over half of that period of the history of this radio station, almost 29 years.
I should take Franny to Slayer.
You should.
Is that a double entendre?
You should.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
You did, actually.
Yes, you did.
I'm kind of shocked.
Yes, you did. So, about 40 minutes left on the last show, and several things will happen at the end. This is based on a listener suggestion, but I am going to go out with a Bruce Springsteen song, since he is obviously my all-time favorite musical artist, and I've picked a song that I think will hopefully lyrically sum everything up. I will go live on Instagram for the last break, and right after that last break and that last song, Ernie Bach is going to drive me away in my new Lamborghini that he is giving me. Ernie's going to drive me. I don't know where we're going to drive to, because I think I have to come back and start working on the new show.
But, yeah, we have a meeting.
Go for lunch, kid.
Yes, go for lunch, LB. Yeah. When in doubt, LB. Lunch. We've had a lot of great lunches. We've had a lot of great food on this show, LB, together.
You bet, brother. Lambo pulls up in front of a restaurant, that's free lunch.
And we've done a lot of bar appearances and a lot of parties on this
You know it.
On this
you know
show.
It. All good times, man.
I was thinking when Max was calling in that I think I first met LB. Well, I believe I first met LB when he came to be a guest at the radio station, or did we meet at Dad's Beantown Diner before that? I think that's where
we met at Dad's.
We met at Dad's.
LB was
there frequently during his career.
On the white couches.
I lived there. I had a cot in the basement.
For those who don't know, Dad's is now McGreevy's.
Right. The late,
Boylston.
Great Pete Gray, the greatest bartender in Boston. God rest his soul.
That's also where I met Max and I met Zolak.
Yeah,
and I met
everybody hung there. Everybody, we all hung there. Everybody
that's where
hung
I met
there.
Cam. You
Every
and Cam.
Athlete yeah. ever.
And so that's there. Where we first met. And then LB and I reconnected when he came to be a guest at the radio station.
Well, I mooched the meeting with Liz Wilde.
Oh, yes, that's right. You listened to Liz Wilde on the radio.
You said you did AAF, and I'm like,
you listened to her.
I've got a huge crush on that chick, Liz Wilde, man. She's got the greatest voice ever. And then I took a limo to the station.
This is how desperate LB was to get laid. He took a limo. He took a limo all the way out to the radio station to meet her because he heard her voice on the radio and he liked it.
Yeah. And she was wearing Levi's. She was wearing bigger Levi's than I wore.
Oh, boy.
Texter wants to know if I could please get a quieter freaking chair at the new studio. Yes, This is the last time that you'll hear my chair squeak here in the studio. There's new furniture coming for the new studio.
Do we get quieter paper?
Maybe I'll make that. I'll try not to rustle as much paper on the new show.
You can't help it.
LB.
Yeah.
A texter wants to know how many times you have been suspended.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be
without pay.
Okay, it was a good time.
I'll just say this. I've worked 23 years. I would give it a year of suspension on that.
A full year's worth of days?
In and out,
yeah,
you know, yeah, on and off.
Yeah. I mean, probably.
Are we counting the time in Bill Ricka?
No, we're not counting when he was in jail.
That was an involuntary absence.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there have been many times that LB has taken a week off at the request of various management people here at WAAF.
Yeah, best wishes to Dave Douglas and RV.
Oh, yes. Keith Hastings.
Mm-hmm. Keith.
Good guy. I like Keith.
I blew Keith's mind.
He went
back to Milwaukee.
let's see. This is Melinda. Hello, Melinda.
Hello.
What's up, Melinda?
Well, I just kind of wanted to be a little repetitive and say I'm a little sad to see the whole crew go. But I definitely will be tuning into the new station.
Awesome.
And I wanted to let you know my biggest fear in life, Greg, is the day you retire, because I drive for a living and I don't know what I would do without you on the radio for 4 hours.
Well, as I said earlier, I have one last college tuition to pay for. And, the kid who's responsible for that, Brees Hill, is listening right now. So I'm working until I can pay that off, at least.
He needs to get his master's.
Don't say that. Melinda, thank you so much. It means the world to me that you called.
Thank you. And good luck, and I will listen to you. When do you go on WEEI?
Monday the 29th. So one week from Monday. And I need everybody to listen and to call in and inform all of their listeners what the show is about, because we're going to have to bring everybody up to speed over there pretty quick on what the show is. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I guess I should probably go Instagram Live for the last 20 minutes of this show ever. So
sure.
Fix your hair, Danielle.
You want everyone to get seasick.
You going to upgrade the phone when you go to the new station?
No, I guess.
You got to get a better phone.
You make that as part of your deal?
I'll go for you. That's why he doesn't have a newer phone. He can afford it. He just doesn't want to sit wherever his provider is for a half hour.
He's a cheap guy.
No. Then someone should give him a phone deal. You have to upgrade. You get better service with the better phone.
That's Spaz's voice that you hear. And
the
he's
last
been.
Time ever.
He's been.
Yeah, but you're so sad. I can't believe this will be the last time. Maybe they'll invite me back for the 50-year reunion.
We thought when you quit, it was the last time ever we were going to hear from you. But then you just started showing up all the time.
Now, can that happen on EEI? Can I pop up?
Yes, of course.
I be met by security?
No, you could come. Real quick, my boy Brees Hill is on the phone. I just want to get him on the show real quick. And you heard Brees on steroids the other day, one of the greatest Kevin Barbary bits of all time. Mm-hmm. What's up, B?
How's it going?
What's going on?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Sad. You a little sad that the show's ending?
I am a little bit sad, yes.
I know you're going to miss me, Breester, but anytime you want to hang.
I definitely will. You take a lot of crap, but you've been one of my bigger supporters over the years.
Yeah, you're the best, man. You're the best.
How about, you've had some great memories with LB. I mean, you and your buddy Jake came in here, and then LB took you guys out for hot dogs over.
I remember that. That was great.
Where we go over there,
LB got like the jumbo dog or whatever it's called. He had his picture on the wall or something because he finished it.
He gave them an autographed 8x10 and they felt like they had to put it up.
I just want to say congrats, Dad. Kind of crazy when you think about it. You've been on the radio longer than I've been alive. I mean, I've been listening since I've, you know, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, well, It's been a lot of your. Has it been hard? Like to hear about your life on the radio without knowing what I'm going to say about it?
Honestly, no. It hasn't been that bad.
Julia,
I've been a big fan. So.
Julia hasn't necessarily liked it as much.
Yeah, no. Julia is not a big fan of the publicity.
I mean, before we get out of Dodge, because you know, when you were a teenager, I've always asked the Hill Dog, what. Do you got an allowance amount? Can you give us a number on a weekly allowance?
I've never had an allowance, no. But I mean, I've had a job, LB, since I was a freshman in high school, so.
That's right. We make them work. You got to get out there and work.
Thanks for nothing, yeah. Pops. I'll sign another 5-year deal. You'll get none of it.
LB, you remember when I was younger and I really wanted a dog, and you would always say you were going to get me a dog? You never got me a dog.
Oh.
He was doing you a favor.
There you go.
He was doing your father a favor.
Yeah, in my face.
That's a common story with all of
them. Yeah, because then your dad got a dog, and who takes care of him? Hey,
you know what's great? I'm going to leave the show today, kid. I'm going to go get a St. Bernard.
That's awesome.
All right, Brees. I love you, man.
I love you, too. Congrats, guys. Congrats, Danielle.
Thank you, Brees.
Congrats.
Yeah, Brees, too. You're awesome, bud.
Yeah. Lace and pipe.
Keep it up.
All right.
Keep piping.
There he is.
Greg makes the joke every day, guys. Try paying attention. You know what? If you pull
the guy's in tears over here.
I am. That's the first time I cried today.
He's in tears, and you're going to make a joke about his pipe.
I'll show my.
So the kid does. Teary, that's what he does for a job.
It's the first time I've gotten choked up. So
Anthony, if you pulled your head out of Greg's ass, his voice wouldn't sound so muffled.
Actually, that'll never happen.
Actually, I'm lying. It's the second time I cried. The first time was when I realized that the Lamborghini Ernie brought was not being given to me as a parting gift. Am I getting a parting gift? I guess I can't get a parting gift from Entercom if I'm not really parting.
No, you don't have to work with LB.
You get a mug.
you're getting a parting gift. I'm not working here anymore.
Let's see. This is, Derek the Steelers fan. Yes, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening, Derek?
Hey, you know, I said it before. You can tell a lot by a man when you meet his kids. And Brees Hill's a solid, solid young man. Well, you did well.
You're nice
now,
to say that.
I will always be an AAF fan, so I will always catch Potticary and now Mike and LB. But I got to tell you, Hill Dog, I'm excited. Yeah. We're going into the belly of the beast. The diehards.
Yeah.
We're going to really shed some light on what goes on down at Disney with, you know, Pretty and his cult and Crafty Bobby and all his bimbos.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Derek, think about the diehards. They have no idea what's coming to them when they start to hear you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they have.
Listen, and I love that, they're worried about what Danielle's going to bring to the table. Please sit back and watch how it's done. And maybe I love these guys. They're the ones on, Twitter. They act like they're actually like a real live insider Hill Dog. I got people on the ground. Yeah, okay. Go back to your cubicle and stop it. And it's going to be a good ride. I think it's going to be great to see, your show come into its own on EEI as, Johnny's figuring out how to get the keys from Bobby. Bill's wondering when he should leave the circus, and my favorite, Pretty, and the cult leaders that he's got forming down there, and where he goes from here. It's going to be a great ride.
Well, you forgot when Gronk comes back week 8, which is
According to LB, we shouldn't even be talking about that. Like that was something if we brought it up, his head would explode. And here we are, the kid, retired.
I'm just telling you, footballtalk.com, 40% chance. Gronk will be back by week 8.
Him and Pretty, ruffle everybody's feathers on social media, and then you say one thing about either one of them, and, you got the Secret Service of the Mass State Police at your door.
Awesome. Derek, you've been one of the great callers of all time, so I thank you for that, and we'll talk to you down the dial in a week, all right?
You're a good man, Hill Dog, and best of luck to everybody.
All right. Thanks, you're a good man, D.
Ernie Bacchus here, and Spaz, and a bunch of our former assistant producers like Jack and Big Red. Mm-hmm. And we're going to wrap things up here at 10 or thereabouts on 28 years. I'm live on Instagram right now, Greg Hill 107. If you'd like to follow me there before I switch over to Greg Hill 93.7, there's Shoe on the Instagram. Hey, EJ.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's going on, EJ?
Just like everybody else, I wanted to call in. I've been listening to you, following you for decades, and this is the first time I've ever called into the studio. I wanted to, once again, wish everybody well. I'm going to truly, sincerely miss the current format, but I'm really looking forward to what's coming. And I just wanted to call and see if you can remember what sparked my interest in you decades ago to cause me to follow you. We're talking probably early 90s, maybe 91. The town of Framingham was looking to put a giant ban on thong bikinis.
Yes.
And do you remember that?
Yes. And we protested by soliciting women in thongs to go to the Framingham Mall and walk around and demand their right to wear a thong. I had forgotten about that till this moment, EJ.
Oh, my God.
How did I miss
and,
that?
By the way, Framingham, you're welcome. So, yes, I do remember that. Thanks, EJ.
If I recall, I think you took it upon yourself to go to the town hall with the bus.
Yes, with the rock
with the
bus.
Van.
Yes, with the rock
and
bus.
You were standing on the van in a thong?
Yes. Okay. I also was in a thong, yes. Which oh
I am. I drove by that morning and almost wet myself. Yes. And yep. I've been a fan since.
And I'm still, by the way, wearing that thong today in this studio. So, EJ, thank you.
Can I just say, he was like, I thought he was going to say, my house burned down, and you helped out my family so much. But no, it's like, you help keep thongs in Framingham, Hill, man. You're the best. Thank you for doing that for the community.
Texter would like to know if Joe Castiglione named that tune is going to the new show, and of course it is. I mean, Joe
I feel like maybe we'll be able to press him a little bit more for the inappropriate.
That's an automatic.
Yeah, Joe is the voice of the Red Sox on WEEI, my new station, and so he will be coming along.
Yes. Teammates.
Everybody's got the cups, but they ain't chipped in. No, this type of stuff happens all the time. You got to get yours, too, but fool, I'm getting mine. Everything is fine when you listen to the DOG. I get the cultivating music that be captivating me.
There you go. That's of course
that
it's coming.
That's the greatest.
Of course that is coming. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. What's going on?
What's up?
I used to intern there about 15 years ago. I came back on about 3 years ago when you had me on for my book. Thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yes, Mike. Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
And it's fitting that Spadge there today because I just wanted to say, hey, thanks for the memories over all the years and good luck in the new endeavor. Best of luck in the new endeavor. And wanted to share my best memory, if you don't mind.
Yes.
So I was in charge, Spadge, you might remember this, in charge of cutting that audio classic Overcome by Fumes when LB was out.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We played that the other day. We played that the other day, and it was fantastic. So thanks for what you did for the show. Let's see. This is Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Hillman. How you doing?
What's going on, Jeremy?
Nothing much. Just wanted to say all four of you guys, actually, good luck. I'm going to be listening to both shows.
Thank you.
I wanted to see if you could do one last LB on history so I can listen to him stumble and bubble his way through trying to get
there. I don't know if we have enough time.
I love
time,
you, LB.
But...
You make me laugh.
I LB on history, one of my favorite moments on the show. Absolutely. And what about Jack? You don't know Jack.
Yeah.
Remember you don't know Jack?
No, that was outstanding.
That
was great, right?
Is he running a state or some kind of giant?
Probably, yes. Yeah, he's probably
super intelligent.
Jack is Sven. Yeah.
Probably, is that? That's right, Greg's ally.
Oh, he's already at Harvard. He's 15.
Right.
All right. Well, it's 9:49, and here's what's happening. In 1 week, on Monday the 29th, Danielle and I will turn on the microphone microphones on WEEI and present the new Greg Hill show.
Yes. Hopefully they work.
We will be joined by others. I'm excited because Ken and Curtis, both who've been down there for a long time, will be producing our show over there.
Awesome guys.
Stanley Stizgrimy, I believe, is going to join us, but I'll let him share that with everybody as well.
Has anyone told Spaz yet that he's not
Nobody's told Spaz that he's not a part of
it. He said others. Oh, he said others. And others.
Oh, you're still here? Sorry.
I heard and others.
And a
spelled
cast
goodbye
of,
wrong.
And a cast of characters. Also, on the following day, week from Tuesday, the Mike Hsu Lyndon Byers program will debut here at WAAF in the afternoon.
Are we sticking with Hsu and the Cinder Block?
Yeah, if you like it, I like it. And that's that'll be 3 to 7.
That's right.
And
what, another hour?
You got to work more. It's still 4 hours.
Don't blow his mind.
Jesus.
And one last LB moment from the master.
I
used to drive you to work. And you had to deal with my bad breath, so I love you.
Well, didn't you and LB room together for a while?
Yeah, for like a minute until he got disgusted. He just literally.
LB got kicked out of a house and he had to live with you for a little while. How long was that, LB? Like a month or something?
2 weeks. And then I mean, it was kind of fine. I wasn't having a problem with it. You know, I was waiting, looking at apartments and this and that. And, you know, Gator tossed me out. And then I got up one morning, and I think it was a weekend, a Saturday, and walked into Spaz's room, and there's, you know those six-foot mirrors you put in doors?
Yeah.
It was leaning against the wall, and at the bottom of the mirror was, a 17-inch pile of pubic hair.
Oh,
so he used to shave his nuts in front of the mirror.
Too much information on the final show.
I was like, you know what? 29 years. We don't need any. Thank you, LB.
Save the good stuff for the new show, will you, LB?
You could have told that previously.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, Shu.
Jeez, I didn't even think of this, but a texter says, if Brees just took over the morning show here, then they wouldn't have to change any of the imaging. It could still be the old man morning show. And we could get
two Kennedys. We could get two checks.
Get two checks from America.
They haven't killed anyone.
Let's see.
Are you sure about that?
I'm trying to get every call in I can before I play my last song ever on the radio. This is Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
What's up, Dennis?
Martha Coakley here.
Dennis, I remember you used to call as Martha Coakley. Yes.
Yeah. It's been a long, long time, but I've been listening to you guys since, geez, high school. My bus driver used to have you guys on the radio. It was 90, 92.
Yeah.
You know, back in those days. I listened for a long, long time. And sad to hear you guys go, but glad to hear you guys on the new station. And wish you guys a lot of luck. And it was cool hanging out with you guys and Ernie Buck on your 20th anniversary party down at the Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah. Ernie, remember we had a big, we've had two big anniversaries. We had a 15th anniversary show, which was at City Hall Plaza.
With Extreme.
And we had Extreme and the Dropkicks. And we tried to have a band from every decade. And I think it was Puddle of Mud the
yes.
other?
Yes.
P.O.D.,
it was,
yeah.
It was Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud.
Oh, boy. To the end.
And then we had the 20th anniversary show, which was at Ned Devine's, and we had Kid Rock and Finger 11
yep.
and
P.O.D. Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
They were not there.
P.O.D. Kid.
P.O.D. Kid.
It was P.O.D. Kid.
I saw P.O.D. before P.O.D. was P.O.D. It was P.O.B. payable on birth.
Guys are awesome.
This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, Bob?
Hey. Greg, just want to say thanks. I don't know if anybody's called in yet, but on behalf of law enforcement in Massachusetts and New England, I want to thank you guys for always stepping up. Whenever tragedy has struck, you guys are always one of the first ones to jump in and rally up support. So on behalf of all of us, we want to thank all you guys for what you've done, and best of luck to everybody.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. And I say it all the time, but the listeners are the ones who make the foundation work because they're so generous. So without them, there would not be a Greg Hill Foundation. Stacy.
Hi.
Hey,
good morning.
What's going on, Stacy?
I just want to say thank you for the 28 years that I've been listening to you. I've been crying all morning. I can't stop.
Honey.
You're going to be so mad.
It's okay.
He's going to be on EEI.
I understand what you're saying, though. I mean, it's you have a special relationship with a. If you listen to the same radio show for a long time, you have a relationship.
Now we get to deal with LB still.
What's that?
We have to still deal with LB.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Later in the day.
We've referenced
the lobe. That's not fair.
I'm a cockroach.
It'll only be, I promise you, it'll probably be for like 2 days a week that he shows up. Right, so don't.
I don't. I have a meeting. I have a meeting after the show. Stacey, I have a meeting after the show. You might be safe.
Good luck, you guys.
You might be safe.
The first band to play on the shoe and the Cinderblock program. Be POD. I'm hoping it's POD.
Yeah. LB, for your meeting after the show, you didn't see anybody putting together those like Staples file boxes, did you? Whose microwave is this?
Hey, wait a second. Yeah. Where'd my microwave go?
This is Carlo. Hello, Carlo.
Hey, Hillman, how are you?
What's up, Carlo?
20-plus year listener, never called in. I know we're up against the time, but probably like 15 years ago when Worcester had major tragedy in the mill, which still lost some of its finest firefighters in that fire. And your show did a version of Hero.
Yes.
From the Foo Fighters. And they were listing off everyone's names. And I don't know if we could hear it today. I've been calling in all morning, but that was definitely my greatest memory of your show. Been to the River Raves and everything. And
that was a different station. Yeah, but thank you. Yes.
Thank you for calling,
yes,
LB.
Yes.
That was awesome. POD opened at the River Ridge. Yes.
All right. Well, this is about it. We're up against the clock, as we have so often been on this show. I've thought often about what I would say goodbye, and it really isn't. It's goodbye to this show the way you've known it, but it's more like see you later on another station with another show. And I have asked a lot of you as listeners, and you have delivered every single time for us. I have had the luck of working for 28 years with an awful lot of people who were way more talented than I was. A lot of people who were funnier than I was. A lot of people who were harder workers than I was. You're not a part of this.
Thank you.
But this show, I have been lucky because this show had my name on it. But this show has been about the hard work and the talent of everybody who's been a part of it, and way more about that than it has been about my name being on it. So without all of those people, everybody who's here today, everybody who's interned, everybody who's produced this show, everybody who's worked in our sales or promotions or engineering departments, without all of those people, this show would not have been on this station for as long as it has been. So I feel fortunate because I discovered early on in the garage of my parents' home that I had a passion for radio, and it was all that I ever wanted to do. And they say that if you can find a way to work in something that is your passion, then you never have to actually work a day. And I don't feel like I've ever had to work a day in the last 28 years. So,
we don't either.
Ernie, it's been great to have you here. Everybody who's been a part of what we have done here, you have my thanks forever. And I did not think I was going to cry, but I'm going to cry. And that's not because nobody brought in free food. It's really because I'm sentimental. So, all right. Well, this is going to be it. And this will be our final farewell here on this radio station. It's an incredible radio station. It's one of the very first rock stations in the United States of America. And it has about to have a 50-year legacy to celebrate. And it's been, I've been lucky to be on this radio station and to be with you for this long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.